And we had a rug from the fireplace. Before they put that rug down there, the north wind come and you'd think you're going to freeze to death. And you'd be baking and freezing at the same time. So they got a linoleum and put it on the floor. Mm-hmm. And that did help some. But, you know, the people didn't get sick like they do in these houses now. Mm-hmm. All shut up tight and get out in the wind.
And the covering on the top of the house is called the...
roof.
And the things on the roof to carry the water off.
You mean the gutters?
Mm-hmm. Is that built in or does it hang from the roof or what?
Well, some of them used to have it hung from the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Those gutters, and a lot of people had put a barrel down there to catch some rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
The women had all want to wash their head in the rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
That's back now when I was a small boy.
Mm-hmm.
Now they go at the drugstore and buy all kind of hair material.
Yeah.
But now rainwater was softer. What they use that rain for, water was to wash clothes too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to take a wash pot out there and boil the clothes. And they used to make their own soap.
Mm-hmm.
Take cracklings and potash and make their soap.
Do you remember how they used to wash the clothes?
Oh yeah, they washed them on a rub board and get them a stick and stir them in the pot and take them out and put them in a tub and rinse them and then take them and hang them on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And that water didn't come out of a spigot, it come out of the well if you didn't have a barrel full of rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
They used to take off a half a day at that house about every Monday morning and wash clothes until dinner.
And what would they do after the clothes were washed?
They'd hang them up on a wire and dry them and take them in and iron them.
Uh-huh.
Daddy, though, he'd always have to cut wood and get the fire bill under the pot. And sometimes he'd rub some of them.
Uh-huh.
But they used to want to do that about every Monday morning.
Is there one word that you might use to call washing and ironing together?
I don't know it. You know it?
Well, say, where would a bachelor send his shirts to be cleaned if he lived in town?
Oh, he'd send them to the laundry.
Uh-huh. Do you use that word laundry to talk about, to mean washing and ironing?
Yeah. Yeah, a bachelor, he'd take his clothes to a laundry if he didn't want to iron them or wash them.
But
when you get them back from there, they're all ready to wear.
Uh-huh.
Now, he used to would have taken them to a colored woman or something.
Uh-huh.
But now, if he used to take them to the colored woman would want him to wash her clothes.
How do you mean?
Well, that's the way it is. You get out and try to hire somebody to do something and you find out I'm telling you the truth. 25 years ago, I could take a car or a trailer or a Jeep or a trailer and drive down to one house and want some tobacco help. I'd have to pull them off, tell them I just didn't want them, didn't need them.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can go up there and you can't get over 7 or 8 all over Lake City. Some of them will say, yeah, I'll help you. You drive up in front of the house, he goes out the back door.